If TikTok goes away, what are we going to use? What's going to suck our time?
Damn.
Because that sucks the shit out of my time. That and Balatro.
Balatro. That's true, man. Like, there's no... The next one, I guess, which I haven't used, Instagram Reels.
Hmm.
Instagram Reels would be the next one to blow up. I mean, like, it already is pretty big. Like, if people are not on TikTok, they are on Instagram Reels.
I have this is kind of like off topic. I have this weird feeling that Twitter is trying to go into streaming. Because it seems like
he's
like testing it.
Yeah, he's adding it. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe. It's not, dude, I'm over Twitter. I'm over X, dude. So like I'm gonna start moving on to what is it? The Blue social? Sky? Yeah, Blue Sky.
Dang. You know who dropped the ball? Hive. Was it Hive?
Was it Hive?
There's one called Hive, and
yeah,
when Twitter got bought out, Hive was gaining trying popularity, it, yeah. And if you don't do anything, or Threads too, then dude.
But I mean, Threads is Instagram. Like, it's not that they're not trying.
Yeah,
true. It's just like it's kind of what people kind of gravitate towards, and it just happens to be.
You know, if Lemonade wants to sponsor us, holla at your boys.
Mm. We're here. We get tons of listeners. What's funny
is, have you seen the TikTok Lemonades?
No. Like,
promoting it? So it's supposedly just TikTok with a different fucking name. Dude, TikTok is smart.
Hey, maybe that'll take off then.
TikTok's smart, dude. Like, oh, you're going to ban us? Okay, we just make another one. Like,
imagine. And then, I don't know.
I honestly, you know.
All business stuff.
As I don't like our current administration, I think they won't ban TikTok.
Well, the thing is, like, I feel like they're having second thoughts already because they've requested not to ban it.
Yeah.
But it's not up to them anymore.
Mm.
It's up to the Supreme Court now.
Oh, shit. So, well, the Supreme Court, well, yeah, damn. Well, he kind of.
He requested to cancel the ban.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's up to the Supreme Court. He can't undo it now.
It'll be interesting. We'll see.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm hoping it doesn't. I mean, it's going to affect me, but like not in a detrimental way. So I don't necessarily care.
It could be a good thing, too. Shit. People start fucking reading books.
People start touching grass again. Dude. Yeah. Shit.
People aren't doing the hunch.
I should do a skit like that. Phone. Just be like the day that like TikTok leaves and I'm just like, oh, what is all
what
this
am I doing with my time?
Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious, crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
Also Daniel. So today we have some interesting topics. We got Marvel Rivals. We got some news about it. And then also they have an update with characters. We have Microsoft dropping the ball on Secret Level. And we'll talk about that. And then Notch has another game coming out, supposedly. Talk about that too. But first of all, what we've done this week or in last 2 weeks, for me, been playing WoW still. I canceled my subscription, but it's good until like the 16th, I think. So I'll probably keep playing until then. And then I watched Secret Level. I watched up until the Warhammer stuff. So it was only like 5 episodes, but it's so far for me, every single episode is good. Like, it's supposed to be just a little hint of what it could be, and everything has been great for me.
I've been critical of Secret Level, but I mean, there's, to me, it's some are good, some are bad, but they should be good because, I mean, they are good because video game adaptations back in the day sucked ass.
Yeah.
So these are a lot better than.
And I think, I mean, whew, I don't want to like say that they're not trying. Obviously, they're trying to make it a good stuff, but the thing is, when you have just a little like 15 minute timer, I feel like you can always, not always, but you can usually make really great stuff because you don't need to worry about so much like the beginning of the story, the end of the story. Like, you can just hop right into it. And it seems like most of those are like that.
Wait till you get to the fucking Predestination versus Free Will. Ooh. I think that's probably going to be your favorite, but I really like the Outer Wilds. That was my favorite.
The last one I watched was the Warhammer one. And that one was, it starts out with him talking about, like, I chose a kid who had no fear. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. And then at the very end, you're like, oh, damn. He has no fear. Holy shit.
I mean, it's beautiful. I just didn't like the story. It was well shot.
Yeah.
Graphics are amazing, but the story was a...
What else did I do? Other than that, I thought about watching Nosferatu, but I still haven't. I still haven't. And then I've heard a lot of things about, what was it, Baby Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
Bad things. You know how you get
there's a balance of things.
Before TikTok gets banned, get big, do the Nicole Kidman edit, but the movie scenes that they show is the baby girl cringe scenes. Make that money.
That's it for me this week. What about you?
I watched Nosferatu. It was cool. That's my favorite movie of the year.
Really?
This was supposed to be our best of the year, but we changed it, but that was my favorite movie of the year.
What's funny is, so Roberto watched both Baby Girl and Nosferatu. He said Baby Girl was a lot better than he thought.
Okay.
And Nosferatu was not as good as he thought. I mean, it's still good, but it wasn't like the level of like the films that he normally watches was. So he was like essentially disappointed on that one.
Mm.
And then Baby Girl, he thought was like just going to be complete trash.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it was not that. So he was like, that was actually surprisingly good.
Interesting. My second favorite film, Long Legs.
Long Legs.
Third is Dune 2. Dune 2 objectively should be the best film of the year.
Really? I need to watch it then because I haven't watched it. I watched Dune 1 in theaters and then I just never got around to Dune 2.
And then I went to LA to watch. Last time we were here, I was trying to beat Pokemon Violet to get the shinier Quasar. Yeah,
that's right. Didn't get it.
Because I went to LA.
Should you take it to LA?
I did take it, but I didn't play. I was two gyms away from getting it. And I was like, man, Pokemon the game is outdated. But I went to LA to watch. It was weird because it's the last two episodes, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on in the show. I kind of knew what was going on, but disclaimer, it's on Apple TV, and it was created by Alfonso Cuarón, and he wasn't there. He was supposed to be there, but we're like, oh, this is kind of cool. But it was like an all-star cast, dude. Borat was in it.
So you're not out to disclaim the name of the show?
No, it's called Disclaimer.
Oh. He said Disclaimer.
No. Yeah. It's called Disclaimer. Cate Blanchett is in it. It was okay. I mean, Kevin Kline's in it.
So you watched the airing of the last episode?
The last two episodes.
Last two episodes.
And I was just like, what the heck is going on? But whatever. What else? This could have been a topic, but I guess it'll bleed into Marvel Rivals is Squid Game 2. I was going to watch it, and then I saw the reviews. Or just, it wasn't even the critics' reviews. It was people's reactions to it. And
not as good.
Not as good. And it got me thinking, like, I was like, damn, I'm not going to watch it. I told myself, the reviews suck. I'm not going to watch it. But then I was thinking it over, and I was like, dude, season one is so fucking good. They can't follow it up. I mean, it's almost nearly impossible to follow it up to be as good as season one. So I was like, maybe I shouldn't be that critical.
Yeah, I feel like you're always very critical.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, for season one, I would say it's like S tier. Yeah. And then with season two, it like fluctuates between B plus or like an A and a B plus. Like, it just like goes in and out of that one. But My younger sister watched season two. Like, she busted that out within 2 days. And she said it was really good. The only thing is, like, the ending is
open. It's like,
yeah, and it's like very disappointing. Like, she likes to have the season kind of end.
What's crazy is, I guess they filmed season three because it's coming out in the summer. I was like, holy shit. I mean, there's one thing that interests me is the guy that brings you to the Squid Games, they tell his backstory.
Oh.
I'm like, oh shit, I want to know his fucking backstory. And I heard it's good.
He's the guy who slaps the shit out of
But he does something crazier, and I don't know if you've seen TikToks of it. People were doing it now. I mean, it's kind of fucked up. They go up to homeless people and they, do you want a lotto ticket or do you want bread? And like, if you take the, most of the time they're gonna take the lotto
ticket. Yeah.
You don't take the bread, he like just fucking like steps on the bread. But it's like a scene in the show. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, but I mean, that's kind of crazy that they put that in the show.
I hope it's like, because there's been influencers who like try to buy clothes, like expensive clothes. And there's an influencer specifically that buys clothes, donates it to the homeless. Mm. But he what he does is he buys the clothes, then comes back without filming and returns all the fucking clothes. Damn, it's fucking so, yeah. And people are like calling them out. Like,
those,
hey, don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Something about those guys that do like
for the clout.
Charity for videos is just, it kind of rubs me.
Yeah,
I know, like, I know it's good, but it's just like, damn,
it's content. But like, the thing is, we don't know the whole story, you know. So a lot of them, I feel like, are not obviously doing it. They're doing it for the videos, and then when the cameras turn off, they're like, "All right, fuck you," and then leave.
Yeah. I mean, even just not that, just doing it for the,
just the video itself.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's complicated. Shit.
We don't know.
We can move on. Shit.
What else did you? Any games? Just Balacho?
Balacho, Pokemon. Fucking Pokemon, dude. I mean, there's some certain aspects about Pokemon. Man, it's kind of confusing now. But they changed. Quality of life is a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, when NPCs see you, they don't automatically battle you. You have to talk to them. And it's, oh, so that's so much better, because I hate walking and it all's dink, the exclamation point on certain things. But the frame rates suck in that game. And
well, it's on the Switch. Like, the Switch is so limited, dude. Like,
yeah, Switch 2,
yeah,
PS4.
I don't think it's gonna be that. Like,
they said it's gonna be a portable PS4, which I'm happy with.
I don't know, man, because like, what was it, Genki? The people that make accessories, they were like, we got our hands on it. Like, we made a model exactly looking like it. And then they compared it to an actual Switch. It looks exactly the same. It looks exactly the same. So I don't know how much better it can get.
All I know is CES is happening right now, and there's accessories.
Accessories for it, which is crazy.
It's coming.
That's crazy.
It's coming.
That's the Consumer Electronic Show, CES.
It's coming. Spring announcement.
I think April.
Let's go.
I think that's exact month it's happening.
The next Nintendo Direct. It's going to be whenever they announce the next Nintendo Direct.
That's actually true, yeah. All right, so then we'll just hop into the topics. First one I have on the list is probably the biggest topic.
Blowing up.
Marvel Rivals
blowing up.
It is taking over
Streaming space.
Yeah, it's taking over the streaming space. It's overtaking Overwatch by a lot. I think Overwatch is done.
So they just, I don't know. See, to me, it's like a reskin of Overwatch, but I've never played any.
It might be a reskin, but it plays better.
Damn.
So it's gonna be the better game to play.
Movement seems better.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then people are enjoying like the way Ultimates work, like the synergy between characters, if you know how to use them, works so well. Like, Overwatch, people never talked about the synergy of themselves, but in this one, they're talking about how a group can be amazing together.
Or would you play with Ninja?
I don't want to get yelled at. But yeah, so they have, the first one was, they have an update where they're already bringing four characters, the whole cast of Fantastic Four. So we have Reed.
What's scary is, you know how big Marvel Universe is? They haven't scratched the surface.
They haven't, but then what's crazier too is like, they haven't put big names on there. Like, I mean, they have big names, but like, they also have like non-big names.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I mean, they're all considered big names, but it's ones where like, you know, there's a spotlight for Marvel right now of the movies. So you would think they would choose all those, and they have chosen other people too. So it's crazy.
Ant-Man, you just Bigfoot.
Yeah, and it's getting huge. And then we had the one where you're talking about they were fighting with Ninja and Tim the Tatman. Were fighting.
Well, I, yeah. I mean, you know how it is. Like, Ninja is... when he gets in his competitive mode, he kind of, like... He's trying... Okay, so Tim kind of explained it. He's trying to, like, give you advice, but it comes off as backseat game.
Right, right.
It's really bad, the way it comes off. I mean, he thinks Ninja has no bad intentions, but it just comes off wrong when he says it. But I think... So, I mean, kind of part of the topic was they're, like, releasing, like so... Oh, Mr. Skins. Fantastic is getting a skin, and people were like, oh shit, they're just gonna drop that skin already, and they're just giving us the skins we want. Like, there's so many different alternate universe, you know, skins and that, but I don't know, man. I think don't give it out so easily, but don't, I mean, do give it out, but don't give it out so easily. You gotta be scarce with it. You can't just, they've dropped a lot of skins that are like, whoa, that's kind of crazy, whoa, but don't drop it all like that. I think you got to be kind of
the thing is too is not you can be like they can be fishing for it, because like if they release like a bunch like now, people will be like, oh man, they're gonna release a bunch like sooner or later, and then they do it again and again, because there is enough content, there is enough skins that you can like release if you obviously get the time to sit down and put it all together. So they have enough skins they can release, but also That's the point of like what skins are like. I don't feel like it should be scarce. Yeah, you can have like occasional like really rare ones where it's like, hey, this is out now. It is never coming back again. Like you can go ahead and do that. But I think like the content of like the skins or like the way the things look should always be changing. Should always be like, here's more, here's more, here's more.
And I like the way Fortnite does it, because they'll drop a skin and it just won't come back for like 5 years.
Don't. Drop that, don't
you? No, just all
but
of a sudden
that created a huge issue, because like people assumed this is never coming back. Like the very first Skelly skin, and then it came back, and people were like, "No, this is not as rare anymore. This is fucking bullshit." But it's people just made the assumption. Like, I don't think Fortnite ever said this is gonna be the only time this skin drops.
You know what's crazy? Fortnite did something crazy recently. Just kind of off topic. There was a skin that hasn't dropped in a while, but you can. They re-released it. It's rare, but you need experience points and money to buy it. So you got to play a lot.
Damn.
And I was like, that's actually smart.
I'm okay with
it. You got to pay a lot and play a lot.
There's still limits to it, though. Like, what I would do is if I release a skin that's like, the idea was never to release it again, I would change the color scheme so that people know, like, oh, this is like the second version of it. It's not the original. And then I would, like, you know, if it's supposed to be that rare, I would lock it behind experience points and money.
And the one good thing I like about Rivals, they don't make you pick a certain role. I guess Overwatch, you can't just have all striker duelists.
Oh, yeah.
In Rivals, you can just have all duelists. Yeah. That's smart.
But then that creates an issue where
that does create it, but
there's
that's
no
smart.
Synergy with your team.
But that's smart. People want to play how they want to play, dude.
See, that's the thing, though, like, where it gets weird. Like, when you do like the non-rank stuff, like that's okay to do. You can do whatever you want. If you want to run 10 tank or the 5 tanks, go ahead and run 5 tanks. But when it comes to rank, I feel like, yeah, you gotta
you're gonna get wrecked. You can't do 6 duelists.
I guess you could, like, if you have like 5 people that know how to play the game and like, you know, they are crazy with it, maybe. But
I don't know. I've been watching highlights of like really, really good players playing it. They talk about teams and synergy. They're soloing, just fucking up people. Solo fucking up people.
So the thing is, like, that's because a lot of people are new to like the way that like Overwatch is and stuff, that style of game. When you play against another team that's fucking good, you're not gonna solo anything. You're not gonna do shit. So I was watching like Shroud with his team. He was like, they were standing back. Like when Shroud would push too far, they're like, hey, back. They would let him know, because if not, he would just go solo. And then obviously they would take him out at some point. So like they kept pulling him back, and it was like, that's cool. Like they have comms where like they're telling him like, hey, you're going too far. You're like, because you lose track of yourself. Like when you're just killing people, you're just like boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Killing spree.
Yeah, exactly. So you just keep going forward.
Unreal, right?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That one was cool, too, because it was the AI shit. Like, you know, AI taking over. So that was pretty cool. And then there was Thanos is a I don't know if it's for sure he's going to be a character, or it's a possibility he's going to be a character.
Possible. He probably is. He's so popular.
And then Tim the Tatman was talking about it. He could be a tank, but an ultimate he could have is the finger snap, killing six random people.
Half of the team, but no, we don't know which. Half of the people.
Exactly, half of the people. So it could be your whole team, could be the enemy's team, could be 3-3 or 4-1. But I was wondering, like, should there be stipulations to that ultimate where, like, you can't technically take out a whole team? Like,
you can only use it once in a fucking...
Oh,
you can only use it once. Other ults you could probably use multiple times.
Yeah,
this one you can only use once, and it's a gamble if you use it.
I feel like, wow, I didn't think about that. I mean, like, I feel like that has to be a thing. Like, imagine just building it up again and then just using it again.
You only use it once and it fucks up your arm.
I mean, the idea is Thanos can do it over and over and over again. He doesn't get messed up. He's not Iron Man. But yeah, like, I feel like it'd be too overpowered. Like, not too overpowered, but, like, let's say you snap it and, like, your whole team dies. It's like you just lost your own game, you know? That's why there has to be, like...
Good clip, though.
You can't... Yeah, but, it happening content. Over... The first time it happens, greatest clip ever. After that, it's not going to get... It's not going to be fun anymore. But I feel like that has to have rules there.
It's scary because I knew the game was going to do well. I didn't think it was going to do this well. It's just because streamers. And just everyone's the thing just is, on it.
Dude, Marvel, honestly, there's games that they can make where if they do it right, like, it just works out. And the thing is, you have to make it correct too. But, like, they can make a Destiny-type game, a looter shooter, essentially, would work out perfect. They could do... they can do so much, dude. Holy crap. I don't know if they're going to jump into that space now, though, with, like, the success. Maybe they'll, like, okay, let's do more games.
It's gonna be interesting because, I mean, it's popping right now. What are they gonna do to keep the attention? I think it's be
skins.
It has to be skins and, like, dances or something. Dude, what's crazy is one of the characters in the game, I don't know who she is, she's like a C-list Marvel character, but you can create a custom sound for her ult. So people were making funny ass fucking noises with their ult, like the LaMelo rap song.
Yeah, yeah.
They're using that. I'm like, what? But it could be bad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
People could go the opposite.
I mean, you just get reported.
Yeah, be that like Valorant. Fuck. League.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. The next two, I mean, I don't think I'm going to be as long, but Microsoft dropping the ball on the secret level little show thing that they had. The idea was to collab with Doom, and it would have been Master Chief and Doom Guy. Well, I mean, I feel like you have very strong opinions.
Yeah, Microsoft just keeps on fucking up. I mean, the music for that episode would have been great. It would have been the Doom soundtrack.
Yeah.
Simon made a tweet. He was like saying, so Master Chief can have sex with a prisoner of war? Because, you know, Halo had a show.
Yeah.
They greenlighted Master Chief having sex with the prisoner of war, but they did not greenlight Doom in Halo. I'm like, dude, make it make sense, man. Make it make sense.
I mean, the thing is, like, obviously, working in a business that makes a lot of decisions, there is steps you have to take. And literally, in one of those steps, someone can just be like, nah, just end it right now. And then it can't, you know, it won't go any further than that. And funny enough, it can happen to where, like, the worst idea, which is, you know, having sex with the prisoner of war, greenlit, and then they're like, hey, here's Doom. No, we already messed up the first time.
I wonder if when that happened, when they pitched it, they're just like, nah, they went to Sony. Hey, you want to make an episode? Boom. They fucking made a Sony commercial, dude.
Which is the last episode on that one?
Shit it on them, dude. It's like, they don't want to use their properties? We'll use ours.
Here's all these properties.
I don't know. People didn't like the Sony. They said it was a Sony commercial. I thought it was fucking... It was Ready Player One to me. I was like, it was Ready Player One in the Sony universe, dude.
Which is like what I want to see. Like, so I'm hoping I want to watch the secret levels, and I'm hoping season two is going to be
I mean, they greenlit season two, so
I'm hoping it's going to be just like better.
I'm hyped.
I'm hoping we see another cooler, like, imagine they do another PlayStation episode, but they step it up even more. That's what I want to see. So,
or just shit on them. They use the old PlayStation graphics and still make a fucking awesome fucking show. God. Microsoft is, I don't know what they're doing, man. They're not making good. I mean, I guess Indiana Jones is good, but I don't know, man. They're just not. They're asleep or something. And I mean, it's up to them. Do what you do. I ain't going to get the Game Pass or you haven't won me over yet. So
damn. There you go, Microsoft. All you have to do is win Jang over.
It's going to be hard because id or Bethesda, those type of games don't interest me. So
fuck. Damn.
I mean, their next best big chance is Elder Scrolls 6, but
yeah,
I don't play Elder Scrolls.
That's going to be my, I mean, like, I've already made the decision, like, regardless of how Elder Scrolls 6 is, I'm going to get that shit. So, but the next one is Notch is making Minecraft 2.
Sheesh. Finally.
But so do you think it should be different graphics or the same?
Ooh, damn.
Cause like Minecraft has become its own game. Like, you can't add more content. You can't make Minecraft 2 and just like have the same graphics. I feel like the next step up is having better graphics.
I don't know.
Because, like, you can create anything in the game. Like, people have already probably made whatever Minecraft 2 is going to be. Like, you can't. You have to have, like, different mechanics.
The mechanics have to be different, for sure.
Thing is, like, you can create mechanics in Minecraft. Like, the way things work, like, they have switches and, like, how things turn on and, like, it works.
You have computers.
Yeah, like, so the thing is, like, the way everything works has to be different. I don't think the game is going
to
be...
It would have to be more realistic looking. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. It doesn't have to be, like, too realistic, but, like, don't have it all square. Imagine he just goes circles this time.
Or I mean, the next big thing could be MMO, but I don't know if that'll work.
I don't feel like he's going to go that way. I think the idea of it being solo, but you can also play online with friends, that's a fantastic route to go. Like, you don't have to, like, you're not isolating anyone, you know? Because there's a lot of people that don't want to play, like, they're afraid of playing anything online, you know? So they'll never play World of Warcraft. They'll never play, like, the New World. They'll never play EverQuest or all those other games, you know? So I think Minecraft, it's for kids. So it's very appealing to them. Like, oh, I can just play on my own and not have to worry about anything. I can also go online from there. Like, that's really cool. So I feel like that's a route they have to take. Doesn't mean they're going to. So, do you think there'll be an announcement this year about how it'll look? I feel like it'd be next year if they
Game Awards, probably. Or summer. Those are the only two.
The thing is, I've never... I don't follow Notch on, like, on any social media, so I don't know any information. But from what I know, I haven't seen him follow anything with, like, the Game Awards. So I feel like... It wouldn't be there, but I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff reaches out to him and gets information.
Oh, wants that.
Yeah.
He wants that
good. He's like, dude, I've been talking to this person. They've allowed me to show this for the first time.
I'm out of jail. Your first look, world premiere. Jeff, calm down.
I had tears in my eyes when he said I could show it. This is for you guys, props, for the gamers.
To Jeff, though. Shout out to Jeff.
I know, he does a lot for us, for the gamers in general, not just the weekly DLC.
Oh, also, this is like slight topic.
I mean, it's fine. We're done pretty much.
The NVIDIA, the new graphics card.
Oh yeah,
cheap.
I think
that's cheap, man.
The best current one is like reselling for like $3,000 to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And this new one is, I mean, retail.
Yeah.
Is, yeah. I think the most expensive is like $500.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't mean like true. Scalpers are a thing and they're going to buy it out.
Because I was watching a TikTok and there was a Costco and they're buying up the Pokemon cards. So I'm like,
yeah,
you
bro.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Is it my thing with scalpers? I'm okay with scalpers as long as like you're in that culture.
Yeah.
Like you like Pokemon. Like, oh, that's cool, dude. But if you're just in it for the money, no, fuck you, dude.
See, the thing is, like, the world of scalping is crazy. So, Mexicans have a day where, like, they share what's called a rosca. And it's, like, a big old circle bread. Mm-hmm. And then you cut it and get a piece. But it has, some pieces will have, like, a little, like, doll in it. A little, like, little mannequin thing. And when you get that, it means that, like, on a specific day, you have to bring food to, like, a party that we would throw. It's kind of like a little random thing. But in a Costco in Mexico, someone had like their cart was like they were taking all of the bread. What? They were going to resell it because Costco's bread is like the best available one for everyone. So they like Costco sells it for super cheap and then people just take it. They were buying it and they were going to like sell it for like five times the cost. And people would just like walk up to the girl, take her bread and then just walk off. They were like literally stealing it off of her cart because she was just going to buy the whole entire pallet. So
it's great. I'm reading a book called The Tipping Point and you're talking about Baltimore's drug problem. And so like to curb the drug problem, they wanted to give out free syringes because infection, like HIV was getting spread for free.
Yeah.
But the thing is the van only comes in like Saturday or Sunday, but they're just giving
one
it.
Van.
It's better just to give out the syringes than to have them use infected. Right. What was happening is people were, people were pretending they were junkies,
right.
Getting them, and then those guys were selling it to the junkies for a dollar, for clean syringes for a dollar. And I was like, damn, that's fucked up. And the city didn't stop it because they said it's still,
we're still
preventing HIV.
I'm like, my gosh.
Whoo, this is fucking crazy. Resell, damn, that's low, dude, to sell to junkies for a dollar. I was like, yeah.
But I mean, depending on your circumstances, like you, anything goes
that's
for
true,
you. You know,
I guess, yeah.
It, depending on the circumstances,
that's where the stores have to reinforce one per customer or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, Costco's done that before. I remember we had like a scare on things. So people were buying out all the toilet paper. And at some point they were like, you can only buy one case of toilet paper.
That scare might come back.
it might come back. I mean, it's happened since then, I think a total of two times it's happened.
Yeah.
So it could happen again. It's just like a quick scare. But the thing is, at least with like within my household, we
just
stay stocked up.
Just get a bidet.
I also have a bidet as well. So I'm ready. But do you have anything else? Because we're pretty much done with this episode.
No, just party on.
Party on. Keep rocking in the
free world.
Free world. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.